This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicle's projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Last night, the Miami Hurricanes took care of business with backup quarterback Emery Williams. We heard Tyler Van Dyke wasn't playing. I was aghast for a little while, like, what are we going to do? Well, ran the ball, played some defense. Emery Williams made some mistakes, but in the end, double overtime, getting that two-point conversion after the touchdown, and then the big stop Corey Flagg gets at the end of the game. We talked about this, Marcos. It really does make you feel good because...
I'm glad.
Man. Oh, there's some dude that looks like Marcos outside. It's what you get for not sleeping for 4 days. Okay. Vlad. Man. Let's rewind that one. So, you get the big win. What does it mean? Well, we say it stops the bleeding. It stops what we felt as though it would be a downward spiral. You make the mistake against Georgia Tech. You go out there. You get beat by UNC. You've been making a lot of mental errors. Not that, Vlad, we didn't make a lot of mental errors last night. But it stops the kind of bleeding, the downward spiral. You feel like you've kind of leveled out everything, and you prove to yourself that you could win in a clutch game. Next week, you get Virginia. Now, we know Virginia, not a great team, but they went into North Carolina and gave North Carolina their first loss last night. Do you feel as though this is a win that kind of set everything right, or is it a win that's just, you know, two teams that both wanted to lose? Maybe both.
No, it's a win that stopped the bleeding. And let's see what happens next week against Virginia. Because you got to now, you can't take Virginia lightly. They're coming in on a hot. So then you need to beat them and therefore set up that NC State, Florida State back to back road weekend.
That's going to be a tough one right
That's going to be a tough one. I think if you went to, it was a good win last night, overtime, home win, sent the crowd happy. Because you know they were, those first three quarters they were very very upset with the referee, with the plays, play calling, with the execution of plays and the officials. For the life of me, I don't understand how that wasn't a safety, but it did not bite us in the end. Let's just stack it up. Just good win. Clearly, right now, one thing I can say is that the team is still with Mario. After that whole incident in Georgia Tech, they just got to clean up the mistakes, man. Just clean up the mistakes. And that's what's bothering me. If I'm really upset, it's just that the team doesn't look like the same team that they were prior to the bye week. They look more sloppy than they after the bye week than they did before. That's my problem with them. But they've played well.
They even played well for the most part in North Carolina. They just got beat.
They did. They just got beat. And even though they played nasty against Georgia Tech, they still made the plays that they should have won. Yesterday, they needed to beat Clemson. You hadn't beaten Clemson in a long time.
Yeah, it'd been forever. They won four of the last five.
And as a matter of fact, what bothered me was they reminded you that what got Dabo in that Clemson program going was a win over Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It was a win over Miami in like 2009. That's what got the Clemson program going. So maybe it's, you know, it's reversed right now. Maybe beating Clemson, even though they're not ranked. But they still were considered the team of the ACC. They had been for the last 10 years. You beat them. You gave them their third loss. Mario's first home win in two seasons as the head coach
in the
University of Miami. In the ACC. His first conference win as head coach of the University of Miami. So now he got that, like you said, he got that monkey off his back. Now let's just stack up another win, man. Just stack up another win and see if you can finish the year with just two losses.
The question I have to ask now, with everything that's going on with the quarterback situation, is Imre Williams our guy going forward?
No. Well, next season.
Let's see how bad Tyler Van Dyke is hurt. Let's say Tyler Van Dyke is hurt next week against Virginia. Imre Williams comes in and does a good job, gets another win.
Yeah, he's got next season.
You still think next season?
Yeah, he's still got next season.
I start to worry about this.
Worry about what?
And I'm going to overreact a little bit, and I'm going to go down the slippery slope. I'm going to say this. Tyler Van Dyke, at the end of this season, might say, I love the U loves me, but I just seem to be snake bitten here, and they've got a good backup, and maybe it's time for a change. Maybe he hits the transfer portal. Not saying that he's upset
it's
with his coaching staff.
Maybe he was about to go last season, so it was not out of the realm of possibility. So.
And like I'm saying, there's no bad blood, but maybe he just feels a little snake bitten. Remember last year?
You don't have to butter it up and just like try to make it all nice and everything like rainbows and roses. No, if the coaches will know who they would want to be their starting quarterback for the future, and if one quarterback already had shown signs that he was looking elsewhere, and you said it yourself, a lot of scouts had been looking at TVD and said that they love the improvement that he's shown. So why wouldn't he come back if healthy, not showcase his talents and improve his stock and lead maybe UM to a big bowl win or whatever? Yeah, he's been 3 years already.
Yeah,
it's been three seasons. So I can understand if he liked to move to another, he might like to take his talent to the NFL,
maybe,
or maybe he like to transfer to go to another school. It's not but you have a quarterback waiting. That's what yesterday showed you. You do have a quarterback waiting. You have talent. You have players. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna be hurt. They are grown men.
Right.
They're grown young men.
And I don't think it's a bad situation. Like I said, I think it's maybe just one of those situations. Just things keep going wrong. Keeps getting hurt. He knows that there's probably a good backup behind him. Like I said, if Imre Williams keeps winning games and playing well enough to win, he was put in a tough spot yesterday, but nonetheless won, made some plays. You could see Tyler Van Dyke or any college quarterback saying, you know what? It's time for a change of scenery, just to freshen things up. Do I think Tyler Van Dyke's ready for the pros? No, I don't think so, but that hasn't stopped people in the past. So it's going to be interesting seeing how things go forward. Like I told you, Vlad, this Virginia team, they might not have had a lot of wins, but once again, Georgia Tech wasn't a very good team either, and they came in here and beat us. So you can't take this next week lightly. You got to go. Look what North Carolina did.
Look what Arizona State did against Washington.
Yeah,
last night they held Michael Penix. They get four interceptions. They didn't even score a touchdown. That vaunted Washington Huskies offense didn't even score a touchdown. They won, but they won what, 15-7?
Yeah,
that was not a score you expect out of that team, especially coming back, coming off that Oregon victory. So that's the other thing: how coaches have their players ready to play a week after a big game is critical, because you saw the teams that won. A lot of the teams that won big games last week, they struggled.
Yeah.
They struggled. Carolina, Washington, they struggled. The teams that lost those big games struggled in the beginning, but they finally got their footing and won. Miami, Oregon, those are the – you got to look at that. So –
Good teams find ways.
There's no easy game in football, man.
No, and there's no easy game in the ACC. But let's kind of look ahead for the Miami Hurricanes as Saturday, 3:30, they're at home against Virginia. On paper, winnable game. Very winnable game, despite them beating North Carolina. Then the following week, you go up to NC State. Once again, a winnable game. Very winnable game for the Hurricanes. Then that next week, Miami, Florida State. So if you can get this good mojo going, be on a three-game win streak going into Florida State, it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. Buckle up, right, Vlad? This win kind of gives you that hope. Or maybe not.
Nah, I don't know.
You think the Hurricanes are going to drop one to Virginia or NC State?
No, I hope they win these next two games, but that Florida State game is yeah. I don't don't look too good.
I don't know.
That don't look too good.
I saw Florida State against struggling at least for a while against Duke last
Duke
time.
Duke has a great defense.
They do have a good defense.
So then let's stop. Let's not do that. And Duke is ranked.
But yeah, but I didn't think Florida State looked overly sharp.
They didn't have to look overly sharp. They looked sharp enough to win by 18 points.
Yeah. It was closer than that most of the game.
It was 20-17, and then the end of this game, the end of the game, the score was 38-20.
Nonetheless, Miami, Virginia, NC State, then Florida State. If they can get the good mojo going, get the win against Virginia, once again, winnable game. Go up to NC State. You never know what you're going to get against NC State. Winnable game. Go in feeling good against Florida State. And like I said, it's rivalry games. You never know. Go on up there. Maybe a night game, maybe a day game.
Yeah, I remember a rivalry game last year.
Yeah, that wasn't good. That was not good. No.
That Florida State team wasn't even as good as they are right now. That actually was now when you talk about signature win, that was a signature win because that set forth the Florida State that you see right now that haven't lost a game yet.
Good job by Florida State. Their signature wins have been against my teams, two against LSU and one against Miami last year.
There you go.
I'm not going to Tallahassee anytime soon.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.